the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in not more than 150 words to Socialist Post Box, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, phone 020-89-888-771 or email editors@socialistparty.org.uk. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. Don't forget to give your name, address, and phone number. Confidentiality will be respected if requested. Views of letter writers do not necessarily match those of the Socialist Party. Long waits and service cuts at Merge GP surgeries. A few months ago I went to my local village GP surgery, a place that's been there for decades. Intending to make an appointment, I found instead that the door was locked. The only explanation was a very small notice in the window. It informed service users we would only be seen in the morning. From 2 months earlier, afternoon surgery services had been cancelled. No explanation was given. This facility had been custom built in the early 1980s. Prior to that, the two long-standing GPs, with ancillary services such as nurses, had operated from what was an old school next door. It wasn't perfect, but it was working, until recently, when both doctors retired after years of service. Unable to recruit suitable replacements, the surgery merged with a neighboring village practice twice the size. This merger created a single service, that has flourished in the new regime of clinical commissioning groups. In fact, it is growing, merging with other practices. I'm not entirely sure, beyond profit, what the purpose of creating this vast monopoly is. The major players are running a private business simultaneously. They are not secretive about this, despite a clear conflict of interest, on the issue of time management if nothing else. At least one GP has a habit of taking a long time with patients. Ordinarily this would not be a criticism, far from it. However, patients are booked to fit in as many an hour as possible. The upshot is that people are kept waiting, sometimes for hours. There are simple solutions to this, but they fall on deaf ears. The reason is that booking more appointments, effectively cramming in patients who cannot possibly be seen in time, yields more income. The hours cut has also had a knock-on effect on secondary services. As a mental health patient, I was due to see an outside specialist using a room at the local surgery. Since the practice is shut half the time, that was not possible, because the specialist was only available in the afternoons. Last but not least, patients from any of the individual practice catchment areas can book appointments at any of the partner surgeries. Again, this might sound positive. But in truth it means smaller surgeries, like mine, have a higher chance of having appointments going to non-residents. This is a problem for patients who don't have the luxury of mobility, or the opportunity to pick and choose where to be seen. Jeremy Hunt and the Tories call this choice, but choice is an illusion. What people really want, is the best treatment available, to be seen locally, and to get better as quickly and bloodlessly as possible. A Somerset Socialist Party member,